Is it difficult to get invited here?
Well, I don't know really, because what do? We have this profile on SonicBits, and we just keep it up to date. And when, because that's the only like way to apply for the festival, unless a band is invited directly by the organizers. So that's what we do. We just, you know, we just send note through SonicBits to Southwest Southwest.
I don't know how they select.
What they're aiming at is bands which are like export ready, and that was very important for us to. There was some interview like on the internet, like streaming, with one of the organizers, and he was just explaining if band has a profile on SonicBits, what they're focusing on to for a band to qualify for the festival. So, and there was, yeah, the important issue was like for the band to be well traveled in different territories and to be export ready, which probably means that they should have some recording history, some gig information, some festival, some, and their own website. No MySpace, just, and stuff like that.
Obviously, what they're looking for is quality.
Of course, well, they're listening to all the music, obviously. So, but, you know, that's what we do, so hopefully it works, so.
What showcases are, where are you performing this time?
We're performing most of the songs during the showcase will come far from our latest album, which is called Teraz, which means now. And we released it last year, and it's really, we're really looking forward, because we feel it's really very adventurous piece of music we've managed during the recording of this album. We felt like the songs are being recorded themselves, and we just made it possible. So we made it's really new approach. With every new with every album, we have some special approach, and for this album, we just tried to be open. And what's interesting, the way in the order is we were recording these songs and composing at the same time. That was very unusual for our work, that we didn't prepare anything before the recording session. So we were just trying to be open, and as these songs were coming to us when we recorded them, in the same order they remained on the album.
I want to ask you about Dragon Clouds. What was the inspiration for Dragon Clouds?
I want her to say something.
No. Just a word.
About, yes, please. Clouds. Don't worry.
This is a song about couple. Couple who is living and working together. They are like puzzle. One of them has a voice, and one of them has eyes, and they collaborate.
So, is this about you two?
Yeah.
Not only the two of us. It's about every couple, or every like couple people who are trying to do something together.
And in one moment, the creature is born, one person, which is like two-headed dragon. And this is Dragon Cloud's title.
Yeah, and this dragon has two heads, two brains. Sometimes they do not look the same direction. Sometimes they do not think the same way.
But they're attached to each other.
To each other. And
this dragon has one body, so yeah. It's like they two heads cannot separate. So they have to collaborate.
Yeah.
I think you two are very romantic.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely we are.
For the moment, it's like this in our collaboration, so we are two-headed dragon.
Yeah, that was an old lady when we, before we started to do music together, there was an old lady who was living just at the apartment one floor below us, and she noticed that we were just, you know, going on bicycles, going on trips together, hand in hand and stuff. And one time we were just coming from such a trip or whatever, walk in the city, and she opened her door as well. We were passing her door, and she said, "Open," and said, "Hey, you two guys, you're lovely. Why don't you're doing, you know, you do everything together. Why don't you do like really something serious together?" and that was the moment, like this aha moment. Aha. So what did she mean? And then it naturally went from not just being together as a couple, but doing something. And that was the music and this blessing of, you know, inspiration. And it took us some time to be open to each other, also in this creative process. You know, so we're sharing also the very initial inspiration with each other, which was very difficult to achieve. Like, you know, so I was used to just complete the song, so more or less 90%.
So you started out with Just Flying By.
Yeah.
That's really cute, that one, actually. And you end up with Full Stop. You know, Full Stop, if it means what I think it means, does it mean like the dot that you put?
Yes, the dot.
You know that here is called a period?
Well, yeah. In the US, yeah. And, well... So it might have a different meaning here. Like, what do you say? What do you think of full stop? Like,
well, I don't think I don't
dead
know.
End?
Like
no.
Like a boat, full stop.
What do you mean, like a boat?
Like if you're on a boat, they say full stop to stop the boat.
Oh,
okay. Oh really?
So the boat comes to a harbor and makes
a
full stop.
Full stop.
Oh, that sounds good. That's very romantic.
Okay. Yeah, that still works out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
No, because when I first came here, I'd always say full stop. And people say, "Full stop, what are you talking about?"
Yeah,
you know.
That's
so
British English.
It's like the soundtrack for full stopping.
Yes. Yeah.
So while you are full stopping, you have this.
Well,
piece,
yeah, because
music.
The previous song is called "Is That All?" with question
yes.
mark, and then
yes.
full stop.
Oh, it gets even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And My Dear, another very romantic song as well.
Yeah.
It's not so romantic. It's about fear. And I wrote it for my friend, which is my girlfriend. And there are people who want to do something with their lives, like doing music or something. And they cannot decide to put it in life. They wait and wait and wait, and sometimes it's too late. So she has now 3 children, beautiful family, but it's very hard to do music with this kind or under this kind of conditions. So
in my opinion, this song for me, because it's got different meanings, for me it tells me something about the fear.
Did she not discuss it with you?
Well, sometimes I ask her, even during after the song is being recorded, and I try to ask her, because she's the person who brings the lyrics or writes poetry, she in our band. And for me, this song was very important because it also told me something about myself and about the fear I'm having in me, because the song actually tries to explain that the fear is something which is inside of us. It's us. We're fearing ourselves.
Yeah.
So once we realize that, the fear is very often gone.
It's not the conditions which
from
are
outside.
From outside, yeah. It's
something inside which is just making us being afraid of maybe putting all our effort to our music or to be free. So it's a matter of becoming friend with the fear or something which is generating fear in myself. And that's the point when we can step across that and the fear is gone. Pozri sa do mnie ako do divokej vody. Pozri sa do mnie ako do hlbokej studne. Pozri sa do mňa ako do blížiacej sa búrky. Pozri sa do mňa.